Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Sony Pictures, Sony Pictures Animation, along with Affirm Films. Look for the links in this podcast on ultimateradioshow.com/Proverbs 31:2, where you will also find the show notes for this episode of the Homeschool Sanity Show. We are thankful to our sponsors for allowing you, the listener, to enjoy the benefits of free programming. Welcome back for part two of How to Be a Proverbs 31 Homeschool Mom. If you missed last week's episode, you'll definitely want to listen to it first. I hope you claimed your printable Bible study that goes along with this episode. There is another printable ready for you this week as well. Go to homeschoolsanity.com/Proverbs 31:2. Before we complete our study, though, I want to recommend the book, The Organized Homeschool Life. With ideas for getting organized 15 minutes at a time, the book can help you become the Proverbs 31 homeschool mom you aspire to be. Claim your copy at organizedhs.com. The teaching tip of the week is to take regular breaks to get organized and back on track. Every month, plan to take a day to file, plan, and make your school space neat again. You can have your kids watch educational videos, play board games, play outside, or even better, have a play date at a friend's house. You could return the favor and give your friend a break day too. Set a timer for each task and you'll accomplish so much more. If you make your break day the same day of the month, like the first Friday, it will be more likely to happen for you. The key is to use this time without guilt. You need a day to recollect yourself. It's better to take a regular, planned day than to take one because you're stressed. These spur-of-the-moment days aren't nearly as productive as those that are planned. Put your break day on the calendar now.
Affirm Films and Sony Pictures Animation present The Star, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Bo the donkey and his stable of animal friends follow the star to become some unlikely heroes.
That light, that's the star.
This is where it's been leading me.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
The Star, now playing. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. More information is available at thestarmovie.com.
Now for this week's topic. What does the Bible say about being a homeschooling mother? I'm surprised how much of an example we have in the Proverbs 31 woman. Let's pick up where we left off. Verse 17 says that she sets about her work vigorously. There it is again, her excellent work ethic. But we read that she also manages to keep her arms strong. My grandmother, in baking goods for an area bakery, had to have strong arms from kneading dough. No doubt, she kept fit working in the garden as well. Today, we have so many modern servants that it's harder to stay strong by doing our everyday work. That's why we have to be intentional about getting the exercise we need. Exercise in the form of walking, jogging, or any of a number of aerobic classes can keep our heart strong and our weight down. But we also need to keep our strength up. Strength training helps to prevent osteoporosis, keeps us looking fit and younger, and allows us to continue caring for our grandchildren well into our 70s. For more on how we can be strong moms, read my guest post on the Musings of Mum. The link is in the show notes. Verse 18, says that she sees her trading is profitable. She is managing her business and also household expenses. We too want to be certain that we are good stewards of everything God has given to us. The verse continues with what I believe is the most misunderstood aspect of the Proverbs 31 woman. The verse says that her lamp does not go out at night. Real women like us can read these verses and think that in order to be a Proverbs 31 homeschooling mom, we must get up at dawn and stay up past midnight. Instead, I believe we learn here that keeping lamps lit requires proper planning. Matthew 25 recounts the parable of the 10 virgins. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." The Proverbs 31 woman has planned ahead and has enough oil to keep her lamps burning. The lesson we can take from this is that we do not want to be caught unprepared. If we plan ahead, we don't have to discover the night before the Christmas pageant at church that none of the stores in our area have black pants in our boys' size. Planning ahead saves our time, our money, and our sanity. Being prepared and not burning the candle at both ends is what I believe this verse is about. I do not believe that God would suggest we skimp on sleep when Jesus himself slept whenever he felt the need. The Proverbs 31 woman's lamp is also lit because she is prepared for the Lord's return. We can keep the lamp of our hearts burning as we wait for him as well. In verse 19, we find a Proverbs 31 woman spinning again. It reads, "In her hand she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers." What stands out to me from this verse is the emphasis on her hand. It is tempting as homeschooling moms to want to delegate as much as possible. I am all for delegation, but there are some tasks that we ought to take responsibility for ourselves. I believe training our children in the faith is one of those. I believe that teaching our children how to live in an increasingly un-Christian culture is also our responsibility. We can have pastors and youth leaders and Christian teachers come alongside us to help, but our hands have to be in the business of training our children. The next verse says that she opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. This verse convicts me because much of the charitable work I do is outside my children's awareness. We want to make sure our children know and participate in giving directly to needy people. The responsibility of offering hospitality is also hinted at here. If we do not make the sacrifice of honoring and serving guests in our home, we are missing an opportunity that would bless us and most certainly would bless our children. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. In verse 21, we read once again that the Proverbs 31 woman is prepared. She's not only prepared for the challenges she expects, but those she doesn't necessarily expect. We don't want to be caught unprepared for difficulties, whether those are financial or otherwise. We want to be ready. A homeschooling mom I know had 2 hours to remove belongings before a fire consumed her apartment building. In an emergency like that, would you be able to retrieve your most valued possessions? If not, this preparation is something we want to do to become more like the Proverbs 31 woman. Verse 22 says, she is clothed in fine linen and purple. Here's how I read that. She looks good. Making an effort to look good brings honor to her husband. This does not mean we have to wear expensive designer clothes, but it could mean that we make an effort to look as good for our spouse as we would for church or an important meeting. The side benefit of this is the better we look, the better we tend to feel. I used to wear sweatpants, my hair in a ponytail, and no makeup. Makeup isn't the issue, so don't let that hold you up. I feel better wearing some makeup. Other women don't. The key is to feel good about how you look. The more confident we feel, the more attractive we will be to our mate. Verse 23 tells us her husband is respected. At that time, and even still today, his respectability was somewhat dependent upon his wife's character. Verse 24 tells us that the Proverbs 31 woman has another business. This business may be where she got the funds to start her vineyard. It can be intimidating to think about a woman who has multiple irons in the fire, but I find it exciting. This woman is held up as a model for godly women. If you have the desire to do something other than homeschool, I believe God honors that desire. We each have different capacities, depending on our families and our giftings, however. It seems to me that the Proverbs 31 woman was so earnest in her work and care for her family that she didn't have time to compare herself to anyone else. Had her business gotten in the way of caring for her family, no doubt she would have made some changes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. Verse 25 tells us once again that she is confident about the future. Verse 26 tells us that when she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She doesn't say idle words. They are words meant to build up. They are words of wisdom that she believes are vital to her children and most likely other women she mentors. This verse is also very convicting to me because my words are often careless. They are often not words that build up, and they are sometimes foolish. As we seek to teach our children, let us ask ourselves if what we are teaching is wise and will build them up for their walk with the Lord. Verse 27 says, she watches over the affairs of her household. Have you ever been guilty, as I have, of not watching over the affairs of your household? Have you discovered, like I once did, that work that was marked complete in the student planner wasn't actually done? Have you gone so long without checking on chores that you're horrified to see the state of your child's room or the bathroom that is your child's responsibility? Maybe it's just me. Watching over the affairs of our household is what will give our husbands confidence in us. My husband in particular gets upset when the kids' bathroom is a mess. I have been more intentional about checking the state of the bathroom daily. I'm also checking my children's work weekly. Verse 28 says, "Her children arise and call her blessed." Some of us homeschooling moms feel a pang of longing when we hear those words because our children are arising and complaining and quarreling instead. My belief is that the Proverbs 31 woman demands respect and gratitude from her children. It is something that I demand from mine. I feel no guilt over telling my children the sacrifice I have made to homeschool them. But even so, most children have to mature before they recognize how blessed they have been to have a devoted homeschooling mother. Hang in there, Mom. The blessing is coming. I love verses 30 and 31. In verse 30, we read that a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Our faith, our trust in God, and our obedience to Him are a crowning glory. In our culture, we don't typically receive the honor described here. The next verse says that her works are honored at the city gate. Our culture honors money, beauty, and prestige more than a faithful wife and mother. Even though we may suffer the negative remarks of those who don't believe in homeschooling, I believe we will one day be honored for our work. I believe that homeschooling is an incredibly powerful way that God uses to raise up godly men and women for the next generation. I also believe that the city gate in which we will be honored is a heavenly one. What we suffer now in our hard work and our trials isn't worth comparing to the glory we will experience one day. To conclude our study, I believe that we are Proverbs 31 homeschooling moms, if we believe we are. Begin each day considering what you did the day before that is consistent with your identity as this godly woman. Consider how you will earnestly take on your work as a Proverbs 31 homeschooling mom today. Know that we can do nothing apart from Him. But in His strength, we can be more than we ever imagined. To find the links mentioned in this episode, go to homeschoolsanity.com/Proverbs31-2. Thanks again to Sony Pictures Animation and Affirm Films, The Star Movie, for sponsoring this show as well as the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Have a happy homeschool week, Proverbs 31 woman.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.